Side A. The following topic was in progress.
यहाँ में बहुत ऐसे हैं जिनकी बुद्धि में नहीं आता है कि पाप को कैसे
आता है. There are many here too who are such that it doesn't enter their intellect how to remember the father.
मुझे कहते हैं कुछ बिंदी उनको याद कैसे करें.
They are baffled. He is such a tiny point. How to remember him? The body is indeed there. They keep remembering it.
ये भी सिर्फ गायन है. रुकुटी के बीच चमकता है अजब सितारा.
An extraordinary star shines in the middle of the forehead. Even this is only a praise.
अर्थात आत्मा सितारे की मिसाल.
It means that the soul is like a star.
Atma ko shaligram bhi kaha jata hai.
The soul is also called shaligram, that is, small round stones worshipped on the path of devotion.
Shivlingi ki bhi bade roop mein pooja hoti hai.
There is the worship of the Shivlingam in a big form as well.
Jaise atma ko dekh nahi sakte.
Just like the soul can't be seen, Shiv Baba can't be seen either.
Shiv Baba aate hain aur chale jaate.
Shiv Baba comes and goes away.
Kaise aate? Pata pad jaate.
No one can know how he comes.
Zindagi ko to pehchan nahi sakte.
The point can't even be recognized.
Pehchante kisko?
Then who is recognized?
जी आती है चली जाती है और वो देखने में भी नहीं आती.
द पॉइंट कम्स गोज अवे इट इज नॉट इवन विजिबल.
बिंदी को तो पहचान भी न सके. पहचानते किसको?
द पॉइंट कांट इवन बी रिकॉग्नाइज्ड. देन हु इज रिकॉग्नाइज्ड?
ज्ञान देते हैं तो ज्ञान के आधार पर पहचान होती है. ये
A student is saying, he narrates knowledge. Yes, he narrates knowledge. So the recognition that this is Baba takes place on the basis of knowledge. How can they worship the point on the path of religious devotion? So, what was prepared for this? The lingam was prepared. It is because if they placed only the point, there couldn't be any worship, adoration, praising. For this reason, they prepared the big form. Even the big form made on the path of religious devotion, of where is it the memorial? A student, it comes from the confluence age. Whatever takes place on the path of religious devotion is the memorial of the confluence age. Certainly, some big object is required for worship. And what is the basis of worship?
Puja ka aadhar? Purity.
Purity is the basis of worship.
Jitni yahan jo purity dharna karte hain, jitni wahan pujni, wo atma ban jati.
The more purity they assimilate here, the more worthy of worship those souls become over there. Well, Shiv Baba is ever worthy of worship. What is the reason of him being ever worthy of worship? A student, he doesn't have a body. Doesn't he have a body?
Forever pure कैसे गिना जाएगा जब शरीर ही नहीं.
If he doesn't have a body at all, how will he be counted as ever pure?
जैसे ब्रह्मा बाबा के लिए लोग कहते हैं.
It is just like people saying about Brahma Baba. He was an old man. What victory over lust did he gain? So the one who doesn't have a body at all, in what way is he ever pure? A student is saying something. No, there is no question of being ever pure if he is reborn. A student is saying something. Then, what is the question of being ever pure? A student said something. No, that is not the reason. It is not so. He plays such a role through the one whom he enters that no one can be as pure as him. For example, a sannyasi. He stays far away and remains pure. So he will not be called ever pure. Similarly, despite coming in close contact, the emission shouldn't take place. On the path of religious devotion, Shankar is considered to be amoghvirya. In this way, amoghvirya, the one whose energy doesn't fall. This is a question of practice. By keeping practicing, the soul should achieve such a stage that it remains in that stage continuously for 24 hours. The destruction of this world is completed only when the stage becomes like that. Gaining victory over the organs is to gain victory over the world. That is, Indriya Jite Jagat Jeet.
Indriya ko jeeta nahi, to purity or ever purity kaise gini jaye?
If someone didn't gain victory over the organs, how can purity or ever purity be recognized?
Ever purity ka matlab kya hai? Dusron ke muqable?
What is the meaning of ever pure? In comparison to others,
comparison kiya gaya na?
The comparison was made about this, wasn't it?
Dusre itne pure nahi, lekin wo?
The others are not so pure.
Un sab ke muqable ever pure.
But he is ever pure when compared to all of them.
To janam marna ke chakra mein hi agar na aaye, to ever pure hone ka kya matlab?
So if he doesn't come in the cycle of birth and death at all, what is the meaning of being ever pure? The Supreme Soul Shiv doesn't come in the cycle of birth and death. But in the shooting period of the confluence age, the body which he enters and through whom he accomplishes the tasks, the task of purity, of establishing the world of purity, the role which is played through that body is the role of ever purity, that is, being eternally pure. Then, only the complete stage is worshipped and the pictures prepared are only of this complete stage. People consider the pictures of the deities in the Konark temple, the Sun temple or in the Jagannath temple to be dirty. But if you ask them, why do you worship them? If they are dirty, is there any worship of the dirty?
Pooja kyun hoti hai?
Why are they worshipped?
Dekhne mein bhala hai, wo gande picture lagte hain.
Certainly, although those pictures seem to be dirty when looking at them,
lekin andar kya hai? Wo sharam nahi hai. Patan? Patan nahi.
What is inside? It is not the fall, it is not the downfall.
Agar istri purush ka raj aur veerya ka patan hona band ho jaye, to unko patit kahenge.
If the female and male energy would stop falling down, will they be called impure and degraded?
Nahi, kyun? Kyunki unki jo shakti hai, wo us samay upar uthne lag padegi. Mastishk ki or.
No, they won't be called such. Why? It is because their energy will start to rise then towards the brain.
Jo kaam 10 indriyon ko hota tha karne ka, sankhar utpann karne ka, wo kaam 6 indriyon se arthat mukh se drishti se hoga.
So, the task of creation, of giving birth to the offspring, which was performed with the corrupted organs, that action will take place through the elevated organs, meaning through the mouth and the eyes. In this task, the one playing the role of the Supreme Soul Father is the most advanced. For this reason, he is called ever pure. So, some big object is required even for worship. Which big object? The lingam. What is the lingam, the memorial of? It is the memorial of the body. The round wood in the shape of a lingam is placed in the Jagannath temple. They made the nose, the eyes, the ears in it. They made it into the body. The lingam itself became like what? The body. So some big shape is certainly required for worship. And the basis of worship is purity. Shaligrams also are made big like eggs. They are also points, but they make them like eggs. So certainly they too have their body. On one side they make it like a thumb, then they also say that it is like the star. So it became clear that the thumb-like image which they prepare is the body. And the star is the point-like soul. The action is possible when both are combined. They have devilish intellects. They don't understand anything. Certainly, there is something to be understood in this. Now, you have to stay firm on one thing. The worship prevailed for half a cycle. You worshipped the pure one. Now, you have to understand it to be a point. So, it seems hard work. For this reason, they are baffled. This is also the issue of now. Just as there are the stars, the Supreme Soul is also similar. He cannot be seen.
तो ये बुद्धि से जाना जाता है.
इट इज अंडरस्टूड बाय द इंटेलेक्ट.
मैं आत्मा प्रवेश करती हूँ.
आई द सोल एंटर.
फिर निकलती हूँ.
देन आई गो आउट.
वो देख तो नहीं सकता ना.
नो वन कैन सी दिस कैन ही.
बड़ी चीज हो तो देखने में भी आए.
इफ इट वॉज समथिंग बिग इट वुड बी विजिबल टू.
तो बाप भी ऐसे बिंदी है.
सो द फादर टू इज अ पॉइंट लाइक दिस.
प्रवेश भी करता है शरीर और फिर शरीर से निकलता भी है.
He enters into the body and he goes out of the body as well.
लेकिन पता नहीं चलता कब आया और कब चला देखने की चीज.
But no one knows when he came and when he went away. He is not something to be seen.
बड़ी चीज हो तो देखने.
If he was something big, he would be visible too.
परंतु वो ज्ञान का सागर है.
But he is the ocean of knowledge.
और कोई तो ज्ञान का सागर नहीं कहेगा.
No one else will be called the ocean of knowledge.
शास्त्र तो भक्ति मार्ग के.
The scriptures certainly belong to the path of religious devotion only.
ज्ञान का सागर है. सागर क्यों है?
He is the ocean of knowledge. Why is he the ocean?
क्योंकि ever pure है.
It is because he is ever pure.
जो अपवित्र होगा उसकी बुद्धि में ज्ञान टिकेगा.
Knowledge won't remain in the intellect of the one who is impure.
और जो ever pure होगा उसकी बुद्धि में ज्ञान तो टिकेगा ही रहेगा.
And knowledge will just remain fixed in the intellect of the one who is ever pure.
ज्ञान का सागर.
He is the ocean of knowledge.
और कोई तो ज्ञान का सागर नहीं कहेंगे.
No one else will be called the ocean of knowledge. The scriptures certainly belong to the path of religious devotion. Who created the many Vedas, scriptures and so on? It is said that Vyas created them. The soul of Christ didn't create any scripture.
क्राइस्ट ने तो धर्म स्थापन किया क्रिश्चियन धर्म.
क्राइस्ट एस्टैब्लिश्ड द क्रिश्चियन रिलीजन.
उसने शास्त्र नहीं बताया.
ही डिडंट क्रिएट एनी स्क्रिप्चर.
क्राइस्ट बाइबल क्राइस्ट ने बनाया थोड़े उसने तो बोला.
समवन सेड द बाइबल क्राइस्ट डिडंट क्रिएट द बाइबल ही जस्ट नरेटेड इट.
बनाया तो उसके बाद वालों ने.
हिज फॉलोअर्स क्रिएटेड इट.
जो परवर्ती फॉलोअर्स हुए क्रिश्चियन धर्म के उन्होंने बताया.
द सब्सिक्वेंट फॉलोअर्स ऑफ द क्रिश्चियन रिलीजन क्रिएटेड इट.
क्राइस्ट ने थोड़ा ही बनाया.
क्राइस्ट डिडंट क्रिएट इट.
क्राइस्ट को या कोई भी धर्म पिता को उस शास्त्र लिखने की दरकार नहीं है.
नीदर क्राइस्ट नॉर एनी अदर रिलीजियस फादर नीड टू क्रिएट द स्क्रिप्चर.
गुरु ग्रंथ साहब भी बाद में बन.
The Guru Granth Sahib was also made later.
Guru Nanak never made it. Only when I was born.
Guru Nanak didn't sit and create it. He just narrated it. His words were compiled later on.
ऐसे ही परमात्मा स्वयं आकर के मुख से बोलता है.
In the same way, the Supreme Soul Himself comes and speaks through the mouth directly.
लेकिन वो लिखता नहीं है.
But he doesn't write.
तो जरूर कोई लिखने वाला व्यास भगवान बन के जो बैठा है वो कोई मनुष्य होगा ना.
So certainly some writer who assumed the position of Bhagwan, that is God Vyas, was a human being, wasn't he?
तो वो मनुष्य है.
So he is a human being.
व्यास कोई भगवान नहीं होता.
व्यास इज नो गॉड.
तो क्राइस्ट की आत्मा ने कोई शास्त्र नहीं बनाया.
सो द सोल ऑफ क्राइस्ट डिडंट क्रिएट एनी स्क्रिप्चर.
ये भी याद में मनुष्य बैठ बनाते बाद में.
द ह्यूमन बींग्स सिट इन रिमेम्बरेंस एंड क्रिएट देम टू लेटर ऑन.
जब धर्म स्थापन करने वाला धर्म पिता सुना करके चला जाता है धर्म की धारणा हो.
When the religious father who establishes the religion goes away after having narrated the religious practices.
तो बाद में जो पर्वत के फॉलोअर्स होते हैं, मनुष्य गुरु वो बैठ करके शास्त्र बनाते हैं।
सो लेटर ऑन द सब्सिक्वेंट फॉलोअर्स द ह्यूमन गुरुज सिट एंड क्रिएट द स्क्रिप्चर्स।
तो यहाँ भी ऐसे ही होता है।
सो इट इज द सेम हियर एज वेल।
मान लो ब्राह्मण धर्म की स्थापना हुई।
सपोजिंग द एस्टेब्लिशमेंट ऑफ द ब्राह्मण रिलीजन टुक प्लेस।
तो क्या ब्रह्मा बाबा ने बैठ शास्त्र बनाए?
डिड ब्रह्मा बाबा सिट एंड क्रिएट द स्क्रिप्चर?
नहीं बनाए। फिर किसने बनाए?
ही डिडंट। देन हु डिड इट?
कोई जरूर कोई फॉलोअर है जो बाद में बैठ करके मोटे मोटे ग्रंथ शास्त्र बैठ लिखे।
Certainly, there are some followers who later on sat and wrote fat books. योग की विधि सिद्धि एक अद्भुत जीवन कहानी एटसेट्रा।
तो शास्त्र लिखे जाते हैं बाद में।
सो द स्क्रिप्चर्स आर रिटन लेटर ऑन।
व्यास को भगवान नहीं कहेंगे इसलिए।
फॉर दिस रीजन व्यास वोंट बी कॉल्ड गॉड।
व्यास तो बातों का संकलन मात्र करता है।
व्यास मेक्स ओनली द कंपाइलेशन ऑफ दोज टॉपिक्स।
लेकिन जो संकलन करेगा वो एक्यूरेट जीव की जो सारी बातें तो
बट द वन हु विल कंपाइल कैनॉट राइट एवरीथिंग एग्जैक्टली एक्यूरेटली।
उसमें जरूर कुछ न कुछ मनमत मनुष्य की मत मुक्त जरूर हो जाएगी।
Certainly, some individual opinions, human opinions will be mixed in it. So here as well, they are written in the shooting of the copper age after mamma had left the body.
So manushya baithe shastra banate hain lekin gyan to unme hai nahi.
So the human beings sit and create the scriptures, but there is no knowledge at all in them.
जो शास्त्र बनाते हैं तो शास्त्र को जानने वाले को आस्तिक नहीं कहा जाता।
द वन हु नोज द स्क्रिप्चर्स दैट आर क्रिएटेड इज नॉट कॉल्ड अ थीस्ट।
लेकिन परमात्मा को जानने वाले को आस्तिक कहा जाता।
बट द वन हु नोज द सुप्रीम सोल इज कॉल्ड अ थीस्ट।
जो रचयिता और रचना के आदिम ग्रंथ को जाने उसको
The one who knows the creator and the beginning, the middle and the end of the creation is called a theist.
लेकिन जो शास्त्र को जानते हैं वो शास्त्र को जानने वाले को बाबा ने आस्तिक नहीं कहा।
But Baba didn't call a theist the one who knows the scriptures. Even he is an atheist.
क्योंकि बाबा को नहीं जानते।
Because he doesn't know the father.
तो शास्त्रों में ज्ञान की सदगति की बातें हैं ही नहीं।
सो द एस्पेक्ट्स ऑफ नॉलेज ऑफ ट्रू सेल्वेशन आर नॉट इन द स्क्रिप्चर्स।
शास्त्रों में तो है ही दुर्गति की बातें।
ओनली द एस्पेक्ट्स अबाउट डिग्रेडेशन आर इन द स्क्रिप्चर्स।
क्योंकि मनुष्य मत मिक्स हुई पड़ी है।
इट इज बिकॉज द ह्यूमन ओपिनियंस आर मिक्स्ड इन देम।
एक कलश दूध का भरा हुआ हो।
सपोज देयर इज एन अर्न फिल्ड विद मिल्क
और उसमें एक बूंद सर्प का विष डाल दिया जाए।
एंड इफ अ ड्रॉप ऑफ स्नेक पॉइजन वुड बी पुट इन टू इट
क्या हो जाएगा?
वॉट विल हैपन? अ स्टूडेंट इट विल ऑल बिकम पॉइजन। ऑल ऑफ इट विल बिकम पॉइजन।
तो ऐसे ही शास्त्रों में सतगति का ज्ञान नहीं रहता।
इन द सेम वे द नॉलेज ऑफ ट्रू सेल्वेशन इज नॉट इन द स्क्रिप्चर्स।
सदगति करने वाला तो एक ही बाप है।
ओनली द वन फादर इज द गिवर ऑफ ट्रू सेल्वेशन।
बाकी सब मनुष्य गुरु है दुर्गति करने वाले।
ऑल द अदर ह्यूमन गुरुज ब्रिंग डिग्रेडेशन।
हर एक धर्म वाला अपने धर्म स्थापक को याद करता
है। इच रिलीजियस फॉलोवर रिमेम्बर्स द फाउंडर ऑफ हिज रिलीजियन।
शास्त्र बनाने वाले को याद करता है।
He doesn't remember the writer of the scripture. There is the picture of Christ as well. There are pictures of all of them.
चित्र हैं?
There are pictures of all the religious founders.
तो जरूर भगवान ने जो गीता ज्ञान सुनाया और जो धर्म की धारणा स्थापन की.
So the knowledge of the Gita and the religious practices that God established, God comes and establishes three religions.
Pehla, Brahman dharma, dusra, Kshatriya dharma.
The first is the Brahman religion, the second is the Kshatriya religion.
Jab tak yuddha nahi kiya hai, tab tak swarg ke gate mein.
Someone cannot enter the gates of paradise unless he has fought the war. And the third, the deity religion. So, Shiv Baba is no doubt the supreme soul, that is Paramatma.
Shiv Baba is Paramatma. और जो परमात्मा है उसका अपना तो कोई चित्र है नहीं.
शिव बाबा इज द सुप्रीम सोल एंड द वन हु इज द सुप्रीम सोल हैज नो पिक्चर ऑफ हिज ओन.
तो वो धर्म पिताओं के तो चित्र होते हैं और उनको उनके फादर याद करते.
सो देर आर सर्टेनली द पिक्चर्स ऑफ दोज रिलीजियस फादर्स एंड देयर फॉलोअर्स रिमेम्बर देम.
अब यहाँ कैसे याद किया है?
वेल हाउ शुड वी रिमेम्बर हियर?
क्राइस्ट का भी चित्र.
देर इज ऑल्सो द पिक्चर ऑफ क्राइस्ट.
सभी के चित्र.
देर इज द पिक्चर ऑफ एवरी वन.
सभी धर्म पिताओं के चित्र हैं.
देर आर द पिक्चर्स ऑफ ऑल द रिलीजियस फादर्स.
शिव बाबा तो है ही परमात्मा.
शिव बाबा इज नो डाउट द सुप्रीम सोल.
अभी तुम समझते हो आत्मा है तो सभी ब्रदर.
नाउ यू अंडरस्टैंड दैट ऑल द सोल्स आर ब्रदर्स.
भाई
they are brothers.
Brothers में ज्ञान तो होना
चाहिए. Brothers cannot have knowledge.
जो किसको ज्ञान देकर संगति करे.
That they would give knowledge to someone and bring about true salvation.
संगति करने वाला एक ही बाप.
There is only one father who gives true salvation.
इस समय brothers भी है और बाप भी.
At this time there are brothers as well as there is the father.
ऐसे नहीं जिसको बेटा से ही बढ़ जाते हैं और बाप प्रैक्टिकल में नहीं है.
इट इज नॉट दैट देर आर ओनली ब्रदर्स एंड द फादर डजंट एग्जिस्ट प्रैक्टिकली.
लोगों में ब्रदर्स भी है और बाप भी.
इन द कॉन्फ्लुएंस एज देर आर ब्रदर्स एज वेल एज देर इज द फादर.
सारे विश्व का बाप विश्व की आत्माओं को संगति देते.
The father of the entire world gives true salvation to the souls of the world. The one father is the giver of true salvation to the world, that is Vishwa. Shri Shri 108 Jagat Guru or the Guru of the world, it is one and the same.
Jagat kaho ya Vishwa kaho.
You may say Jagat, you may say Vishv. The 5 billion human souls are called Vishv or Jagat. For example, it is said, Vishv Maharajan, that is, the great king of the world, world emperor. And Satyogi Maharajan, that is, the great king of the golden age. What is the difference?
Satyugi Maharajan 500 crore ke Maharajan nahi honge.
Satyugi Maharajan won't be the great king of 5 billion people.
Aur Vishwa Maharajan ya Jagannath sare jagat ka
nath. And Vishwa Maharajan or Jagannath, that is the controller of the world, will be the controller of the entire world.
Vishwa Pita ka ho ya Vishwa Pati ka ho.
You may call him the father of the world, that is Vishwapita, or the husband of the world, that is Vishwapati. It is the same.
Prajapita.
You may call him Prajapita.
Prajapita.
But Prajapita is said to be impure.
Yeah.
What?
Prajapita mein to Paramatma pravesh karta hai.
The Supreme Soul certainly enters Prajapita.
Lekin jab wo Vishnu Maharajan ke roop mein declare ho jata hai to usme Paramatma ko pravesh karne ki darkaar nahi rehti.
But when he is declared in the form of Vishwa Maharajan, there is no need for the Supreme Soul to enter him. Now, the devilish kingdom prevails. The human beings have 100% devilish intellects. The father comes only in the confluence age and explains all these issues. Which issues?
कि मनुष्यों की अभी 100% आसुरी बुद्धि है.
That now human beings have 100% devilish intellects.
उनकी मत पर चलने से दुर्गति ही दुर्गति होगी.
Only degradation takes place from following their directions.
तुम जानते हो बरोबर अभी नई दुनिया की स्थापना हो रही है.
You know that the establishment of the new world is definitely taking place now. And the destruction of the old world has to take place. It has also been explained that there is only one incorporeal father who purifies the impure ones. No bodily being can be the one who purifies the impure ones.
Yeah.
What?
Nirakari stage wala hi dusron ko nirakari stage wala bana sakta hai.
Only the one who is in the incorporeal stage can make the others attain the incorporeal stage.
Jo khud nirakari stage wala nahi, wo dusron ko bhi devdhari hi banayega.
The one who himself is not in the incorporeal stage will only make the others bodily being. He will make them body conscious only. So, no bodily being can be the one who purifies the impure ones. The Supreme Soul alone is the one who purifies the impure ones. Someone may say that Prajapita is the one who purifies the impure ones.
Prajapita wali soul patita pavan nahi hai.
The soul of Prajapita is not the one who purifies the impure ones.
Patito ko pavan banane wala usme Parampita Paramatma Shiva.
The one who purifies the impure ones is only the Supreme Soul, Supreme Father Shiv in him.
Agar patita pavan Sita Ram bhi kahe.
Even if we say Patit Pavan Sita Ram, the father has explained that in that case too, God himself comes to give the fruit of bhakti. Alright, it is praised in songs Patit Pavan Sita Ram.
उस सुप्रीम सोल ने संपन्न किया.
It is because that supreme soul completed the task of purifying the impure ones through that body.
पतित पावन राधा कृष्ण नहीं गाया जाता.
It is not praised पतित पावन राधा कृष्ण.
पतित पावन ब्रह्मा सरस्वती या लक्ष्मी नारायण नहीं गाया जाता. क्यों?
It is not praised पतित पावन ब्रह्मा सरस्वती और लक्ष्मी नारायण. Why?
क्योंकि सीता राम जो फेलियर्स हुए उन फेलियर्स के द्वारा ही.
इट इज बिकॉज थ्रू सीता एंड राम हु फेल्ड.
फेलियर हुए तो अनुभवी हुए ना.
दे फेल्ड सो दे बिकेम एक्सपीरियंस्ड डिडंट दे.
विकारों से फेल हुए तो क्या हुए.
दे फेल्ड बिकॉज ऑफ द वाइसेस सो व्हाट डिड दे बिकम.
जो जाति अनुभवी होता है उस सालों में भी रथ में प्रवेश करके परमात्मा जगत का उद्धार का कार्य संपन्न करते.
द सुप्रीम सोल एंटर्स द वन हु इज मोर एक्सपीरियंस्ड द एक्सपीरियंस्ड चैरियट एंड कम्प्लीट्स द टास्क ऑफ द सेल्वेशन ऑफ द वर्ल्ड.
तो बोला.
सो इट वॉज सेड
कि अगर पतित पावन सीताराम भी कहें.
Even if we say Patit Pavan Sita Ram,
भगवान ही आता।
The father has explained that in that case too, God himself comes to give the fruits of religious devotion.
तो सभी सीताएं थे।
Therefore, all are Sitas.
एक हो गया राम।
One is Ram.
इसमें प्रवेश हुआ सुप्रीम सोल का।
In whom the supreme soul entered.
वो किसी के बंधन में नहीं।
He remains in the bondage of none.
क्या?
What?
वो किसी के बंधन में नहीं।
He remains in the bondage of none.
बाकी सब हो गए सीताएं।
All the others are Sitas.
उन सीताओं को जरूर कोई न कोई प्रकार का बंधन जरूर।
Sitas certainly remain in some sort of bondage.
बाकी सभी हैं सीताएं।
All the others are Sitas.
तुम सब सीताएं
हो। All of you are Sitas.
राम बाप है।
The father Ram is one.
अभी तो है आंसू भी राज्य।
Now it is the devilish kingdom.
राम बाप का राज्य नहीं है।
It is not the kingdom of the father Ram.
एक है। Bridegroom और सभी हैं bride.
One is the bridegroom and all the others are brides.
Yeah.
What?
Brides किसे कहा जाता है?
Who are called brides?
है? Vadhu.
A student, the young wife, that is Vadhu. The Vadhu.
Vadhu kya karti hai jo usko Vadhu kaha jata hai?
What does the Vadhu do that she is called Vadhu?
Bridegroom hota hai, wo muh khole hue rehta hai.
The bridegroom has an uncovered face.
Aur Vadhu? Ghumat daal ke rehti.
And the Vadhu is covered by a veil.
Ghumat ki kya zarurat pad gayi?
Why does she need the veil?
Yeh pota mil ki baat.
This is about the pota mil. Pota mil, one's life story containing weaknesses and sins of the past given to the father.
Yeah.
What?
Pota mil ki baat.
The pota mil.
Pota mil mana?
The pota mil means
apne jeevan ki kamzoriyan.
The weaknesses of someone's life.
उन कमजोरियों को उस वधु को छुपाना पड़ता है दुनिया से और बाप के सामने ब्राइडग्रूम के सामने।
The vadhu has to hide those weaknesses from the world and in front of the father, in front of the bridegroom.
टेस्ट करना पड़ता है, नंगा होना पड़ता है।
She has to reveal them. She has to become naked.
वधु माने बहू।
बहू।
Someone asked something. The young wife, Vadhu, means the daughter-in-law, Bahu.
उसको अपना सारा पोता मेल, अपनी सारी कमजोरियाँ, कर्मेंद्रियों की किसके सामने उबार के रखनी पड़ती है?
In front of who does she have to expose the entire pota mel, all the weaknesses of the organs?
Bridegroom के सामने.
In front of the bridegroom.
पति के सामने.
In front of the husband.
तो बाकी सब हो गए क्या?
So what did all the others become?
Vadhu.
The brides.
Aur ek ho gaya? Bridegroom.
And one became the bridegroom.
Pota mel lene wala.
The one who takes the pota mels.
Hai to wo supreme soul.
He is in fact the supreme soul.
Lekin leta hai kiske dwara?
But through whom does he take it?
Ragam ke dwara na.
Hmm? Through the corporeal one, doesn't he?
So sadhan ke dwara leta kyun hai?
So why does he take it through the corporeal one?
Baba to keh rahe hain ki wo to sab kuch janta hai, usko lene ki kya darkar?
Baba is saying that he knows everything. Why does he need to take pota mails?
Haan, sadhan ko pata kaise chale?
A student is saying something. Yes, how would the corporeal one know?
Control to karna hai.
It is he who has to control the entire world.
तो जब एक को ही कंट्रोल करना है तो जिसको कंट्रोल करना है उसको सबका पता भी होना चाहिए, मैं समझता।
So when only one has to control, the one who has to control should know everyone in depth.
ये बधू कहती है और ये बधू कहती है।
What this bride is like and what that bride is like.
तो पति तो पावन परमात्मा ही है।
So, only the Supreme Soul is the one who purifies the impure ones. The one who gives true salvation to all. Only the Father sits and explains these things, and no one else can explain openly. How there is one Father Ram and all the others are Sitas.
एक ब्राइड ग्रूम है और सभी ब्राइड्स कैसे हैं?
How there is one bridegroom and all the others are brides?
और समझ लो कि प्रजापिता समझाता है.
Or should you think that it is Prajapita who explains?
नहीं.
No.
प्रजापिता भी नहीं समझाता.
प्रजापिता doesn't explain either.
एक बाप ही इन बातों को समझाता है.
Only the one father explains these things.
Drama.
According to the drama, in the same way, after 5,000 years again, you will keep listening to the same topic which you are listening to now. Now, all of you are studying. Many study at school. All this is the preordained drama. Whoever studies at whichever time, whatever act takes place, the same act will take place after a cycle. Some may have this question, why didn't Baba say this before?
Hey, drama mein jo jis samay dood hai batane ki.
No, he will say only the things that are meant in the drama to be said at the time. Not all the teaching is given at the same time. Whatever you will see second by second, you will see new things. The cycle will keep on rotating. You will keep seeing new things. Now you know that this is the 5,000 year drama. The cycle keeps on rotating. It has a lot of details. This drama has a lot of details. The main topics are explained. Just like it is said, that the Supreme Soul Father is not omnipresent. The Father comes and tells us the secret about himself and the beginning, the middle and the end of his creation. Page 103. Now, you children know that the Father comes every cycle. And by coming every cycle, he gives us the inheritance. This is also the praise, the establishment through Brahma. The establishment of what? A student, the Brahmin religion. The establishment of the Brahmin religion. It has a very good explanation. The Trimurti has a very good explanation. Certainly, the form of Virat will also have its meaning. But apart from the Father, no one can explain the meaning of even the form of Virat. There are many pictures. But no one has an explanation to even one of them.
उनकी समझानी बच्चों के पास या किसी मनुष्य के पास
The children or the human beings don't have an explanation to any of the pictures that are available. Only Shiv, the one father, is the highest on high. There is his picture, but no one knows it. What? Which is his picture? The one Shiv Baba is the highest on high. There is his picture. But they don't know it. Is it said the highest on high in this world, or will it be said in relation to the supreme abode? The question of the highest and the lowest arises in this world. That question doesn't apply for the supreme abode at all. Over there, everyone is pure in the same way. It can't be said that one is more and one is less pure. It can't be said that someone is higher, someone not as high. This question arises in this world. The highest on high, Shiv Baba. There is his picture, but they don't know it. So, how will the picture be made in this world? Someone may say that the point which is on the top in the Trimurti is the picture. That one is not the picture, that is Chitra. That one is Vichitra, that is beyond the picture. That one is the point. The picture of a point can't be taken. No photographer can take a picture of it. Then whose is the picture? Certainly, it is the picture of the corporeal one. Which picture is it? A student, Baba says that he is Chitra as well as Vichitra. He is indeed Vichitra on the basis of the role. Vichitra means wonderful too. Shiv Baba alone is the highest on high. There is his picture, but they don't know. You say that Shiv and Shankar are separate. This was the mistake on the path of religious devotion, that they combined Shiv and Shankar. What was the reason? They placed Krishna in the copper age. What was the reason? No one asks this. There must have been some reason. Why did this mistake happen? How did this mistake happen? That they combined Shiv and Shankar? Yes, in the confluence age, Shiv enters the corporeal one. But the souls of the path of religious devotion, who are not able to become fully knowledgeable, who are not able to recognize the role, the wonderful role of the Supreme Soul Father, they combine Shiv and Shankar and consider them to be one.
Shiv ki soul aur Shankar ki soul, usne ye karne ki unhe jnan nahi paida hua.
The knowledge to differentiate between Shiv's soul and Shankar's soul cannot arise in them. Are, will the activity of each soul be different or will it be the same role? Shankar has his own activity.
Shiv's activity apni. Brahma's activity apni.
Shiv has his own activity. Brahma has his own activity.
So uske chitra ko jante nahi.
So they don't know his picture.
Acha. Sukshim vatan.
Alright. Then what about the subtle world?
Humko to chhod do.
Leave it aside.
Sukshim vatan koi cheez hai? Bahut hi nahi.
Because there is nothing called the subtle world.
Unki darkaar hi nahi.
There is no need of it at all. The history and the geography must be explained about here. The history and the geography are explained. It is explained who a big king is, who a small king is, who is who. There is no history and geography of the subtle world. There is the history and the geography of the corporeal world. That one, the subtle world, is about visions. Side B. It was said, like here, the father sits in this one and explains. In the same way, he sits in the subtle world in the karmatit body, that is, free from the results of actions, and he meets them or speaks to them. What does it mean? On one side it is said, I don't enter Brahma, the resident of the subtle world. And on the other side it is said, just like the father is sitting here in this one and he explains, in this one, in whom? In the corporeal one. In the same way, he sits in the subtle world in the karmatit body and he meets them. Who does he meet? The children. The children consider Brahma, the resident of the subtle world, to be above. But the karmati stage, how will we know that above? Who will sit above and check whether he is in the karmati stage or not? There is no question of organs of action, that is karmendriya, at all over there. Will any action take place over there through the organs of action? It is about this world. While remaining in this world here, someone's organs of action can be checked. Is he in the karmatit stage or are his organs of action engrossed in pleasure seeking? If the organs of action are engrossed in enjoying pleasures, if the organs are attached to enjoying pleasures, and if that attachment was broken, for example, there is the question of lust. What will be the result if any person is deprived of the right to experience the vice of lust? what will be the reaction? Lustful, therefore angry.
Angry व्यक्ति अगर उसकी प्रोग्रामना छीनी जाएगी तो उसको क्रोध
If a lustful person is deprived of the object of lust, he will certainly become angry. So it was said, He sits in the subtle world in the karmati body and meets them and speaks to them. So karmatit, that is, the stage beyond results of action, is not a question of the subtle world at all. We children have to make purusharth, that is, spiritual effort, to become karmatit while living here, in this world, in the corporeal body. Therefore, in the corporeal world itself, there is a role of Prajapita Brahma as well, in whom the Supreme Soul Shiv enters and he makes him reveal the karmatit stage. There is no meaning at all in saying about all those Brahmins who left their body in the world of Brahmins that they became karmatit. Just like the worldly people say, he became a resident of paradise. On the path of religious devotion, they say for the sannyasis, he went away to nirvan, that is, the abode beyond sound. Is there any proof? If there is no proof, what is the meaning in saying all these things just like that? It will only be said that they are entangling us in blind veneration and faith. So, sitting in the karmatit body, he meets them or speaks to them. As for the rest, the subtle world, there is nothing there. No history or geography. The history and the geography are of here. It is in the intellect of the children that deities existed in the golden age, which was 5,000 years ago. How did the establishment of this ancient deity religion take place? Tell me how. No one knows this. What is the main speciality of the ancient deity religion? What is the main difference between the religions that are there in this world now and the ancient deity religion which will be in the golden age paradise? That one is without any vice, that is, nirvikari, and these are vicious, that is, vikari. All these religions that exist in the world are filled with the five vices. And that one? That one is without any vice. There is none of the five vices. It is called completely free from vices. Everyone knows the other religions. There are their books, etc. too. Everyone does know the other religions. There are their books, etc. too. They have their specific religious books too. All the religions have.
वैदिक जनता धर्म की कोई पुस्तक निश्चित नहीं है.
But there isn't any specific book of the deity religion. Sometimes people say something, sometimes they say something else. They don't even know that the nectar of knowledge of the Gita itself is the main scripture of the ancient deity religion.
लेकिन वो कोई कागज में लिखा हुआ शास्त्र
नहीं. बट इट इज नॉट अ स्क्रिप्चर रिटन ऑन पेपर.
शास्त्र माना?
व्हाट इज द मीनिंग ऑफ शास्त्र?
शासन इससे बनता है.
द वन फ्रॉम विच द वे ऑफ रूलिंग दैट इज शासन इज क्रिएटेड.
और शास्त्र माना? शासन करने का संविधान.
एंड शास्त्र मीन्स द कॉन्स्टिट्यूशन फॉर रूलिंग.
वो शासन करने का संविधान अर्थात कीमत
The Supreme Father, Supreme Soul gives that constitution, meaning the Srimad for ruling, directly from the mouth. Except for him, no human being can give the exact Srimad. Something will certainly be mixed in it. Everyone knows the other religions. There are their books, etc. too. It cannot even be a question of 100,000 years at all. It is completely wrong. But the human intellect doesn't work at all. So the father sits and explains everything. Sweet children, now practice properly. The main subject is the remembrance of the father. You know this. You are becoming noble souls.
Number one.
But you are definitely number wise. Some run alone. Some couple are tied together and made to run.
Yeah.
What? Those who make special effort for the soul are of every type number wise. Some run alone and some others. Some tie their legs together and the race of three legs takes place. In the same way here, their legs like intellects are tied with one another. It means that they are a married couple. This is a question of practice. They don't fall down. Sannyasis may fall down. The ones who run alone may fall down. But the practice of those who run with their legs tied can also be firm. It can be so strong that they can go faster than those ones, that is, those who run alone. So some tie the couple together and then let them run. The couples who are here in the confluence age practice to run together. We will show by becoming such a united couple in the golden age. There will be this kind of united couple in the golden age as well. It doesn't matter that the name and the form will change. The same body that they have now will not be the same there, that is in the golden age. The bodies keep changing. It is understood that the soul leaves one body and takes another one. The features will be different, won't they? The children should wonder at this.
Your features, your actions, second by second, repeat over.
The features, the acts which took place, second by second, will repeat again. This is such a wonderful show. No one else can explain this show. You know that you make Purusharth. You will certainly become number wise. Not all will become Krishna indeed. Certainly, only one will become Krishna. All will have different features. So, this is such a wonderful show. The features of someone don't match with those of someone else. This play repeats exactly in the same way. Thinking about it, you should be amazed. How the unlimited father teaches. We have been reading the scriptures of the path of devotion for many births. We also listened to the stories of the ascetics and so on. Now the father says, now finish off this business of listening to the stories of others. The time of devotion is over. Now it is the time of knowledge. So, from whom should you listen to the knowledge? You should listen directly from the ocean of knowledge. Only that is knowledge. Besides, whatever is said or written by the human beings is ignorance. It is devotion. So now the father says, Bharat, the time of devotion is over now. For many births you have read the devotional scriptures, etc. Do you desire to read them even now? Do you feel like listening to the stories of the ascetics? They tell you a lot of false stories. They will praise themselves and will criticize the deities. They will defame the deities. They will defame even the deities like Ram and Krishna. They will defame Shankar too. However, they will praise themselves. A student is saying something. Don't they mention Shankar's name? Why don't they mention the name? Don't they mention the name of the Shankar party? A student, they become angry. If they become angry, it means that they certainly have criticisms within, haven't they? Then, it is exactly what was said. Now the time of devotion is over.
और कथाएं आदि पैसे करके दूसरी सुनना, आप इतने कुछ रखा नहीं है.
Now there is nothing left in reading the scriptures or sitting and listening to false stories.
आप भक्ति से दुर्गति नहीं करनी.
Now you must not be degraded by devotion.
कोई भी देहधारी जन गुरु किया बात पर ध्यान नहीं देना.
Don't pay attention to the words of any bodily guru.
चाहे वो आधार मूर्त दुनिया के हो और चाहे वो दिव्य रूप आत्माओं की दुनिया के धर्म गुरु.
Whether they are the religious gurus who belong to the world of the root souls or to the world of the seed souls.
Yaka.
What was said?
In duniya mein.
There are three worlds.
Bahar ki duniya mein. Bahar ki dharm guru, deh dharm gyan mein nahi aaye.
Before we came to the knowledge, in the outside world, there were religious gurus too.
Aur jab basic knowledge nahi, to aadhar root duniya bani brahman.
And when we took the basic knowledge, the Brahmin world of the root souls was created.
Bhavi guru, manushya guru, durgati mein le jane wale ban jate.
There too, the gurus, the human gurus, become the ones who take us to degradation.
Aur phir jab advance mein aate hain, to yahan bhi manushya guru hai.
And then, when we come to the advanced knowledge, here also there are human gurus.
बड़े बड़े हाथी योगी हैं जो बात की बात नहीं मानेंगे, अपनी बात चलाएंगे.
There are the great hatha yogis, that is, those who perform rigorous physical exercises, who will not believe in the words of the father, but will impose their own opinions.
Advanced party में बीज रूप आत्मा नहीं है.
Aren't there the seed souls in the advanced party?
तो बीज रूप आत्मा वो भी है तो मनुष्य ही ना, देवता तो नहीं बनते.
So, the seed souls, they are also human beings. They didn't become deities, did they? They too can assume the position of gurus. They won't say what the father says. They will give their idea. Do this. They would say, "Eh, come on, Baba just keeps saying this."
भक्ति का टाइम पूरा हुआ.
सो नाउ द टाइम ऑफ डिवोशन इज ओवर.
अब कब तक भक्ति करते हैं?
अंटिल व्हेन विल दे कीप परफॉर्मिंग डिवोशन?
कितने साल हो गए ज्ञान की बातें सुनाते सुनाते बात.
फॉर हाउ मेनी इयर्स हैज द फादर बीन नरेटिंग द टॉपिक्स ऑफ नॉलेज?
मनुष्य गुरुओं के पीछे ही भक्ति रहते.
येट दे कीप फॉलोइंग द ह्यूमन गुरुज.
बड़े प्यारे लगते हैं मनुष्य गुरु, तेरे हमसे अभ्यास पड़ गया.
The human gurus seem to be so dear to them. For the 63 births, the practice has become strong.
Manushya guru ko chhodte hi nahi.
They don't leave the human gurus at all.
Sabaz zyada aata.
A student is saying, they put a lot of flavor in it, Baba. All right, it is more flavored.
Kya sabaz dalte hain?
What flavor do they put in it? Students are saying something. Yes, just the flavor of the vices. The flavor of body consciousness. And which other flavor? So now the devotees are receiving the fruit through God.
भगवान द्वारा फल मिल रहा है.
The devotees are receiving the fruit through God.
तो मनुष्य गुरुओं से फल लेने की दरकार नहीं है.
So there is no need to take fruits through the human gurus.
ये नहीं जानते भगवान कब किस रूप में आए.
They don't know when and in which form God will come.
तो भक्त भगवान से फल नहीं लेते.
The devotees who don't take the fruits from God but just keep following the gurus. I am not talking about the residents of Hyderabad.
So jo guru ke piche lage rehte hain manushya guruon ke, wo ye nahi jante kya.
So the ones who just follow the gurus, the human gurus, don't know what?
कि भगवान कब आता है और किस रूप में आता है.
When God comes and in which form he comes.
मैं जो हूँ वो जैसा हूँ और जिस रूप में पाठ बजा रहा हूँ उस बात को भक्त नहीं जानता.
Who I am, how I am, and in which form I am playing my part, the devotees don't know about that.
हम कहते हैं शास्त्र आदि पढ़ने से भगवान मिलेगा.
Sometimes they say that they will meet God by reading the scriptures and so on.
भक्त क्या कहते?
What do the devotees say?
कि हम जितने शास्त्र पढ़ेंगे, भक्ति करेंगे, तो हमको भगवान मिलना है.
If we read so many books, if we perform devotion, we will find God.
अब कहते हैं, यहाँ आ देगा.
Sometimes they say he will come here.
शास्त्रों से ये अगर काम हो जाता तो फिर बाप को भी हमें याद करना पड़े.
If the task is accomplished just through the scriptures, then why do you have to remember the Father?
बाप को क्यों बुलाते?
Why do you invoke the Father?
शास्त्र तो पढ़ते आए भक्ति मार्ग.
You have been reading the scriptures on the path of religious devotion.
शास्त्रों से ही अगर सदगति हुई होती.
If true salvation had been obtained through the scriptures,
तो बाप को बुलाने की दरकार नहीं.
There wouldn't have been any need to invoke the Father.
तो बाकी साथ साथ ही तो पढ़ते पढ़ते तमो प्रधान बनते ही
आए. Besides, you have become tamo pradhan, that is, dominated by darkness and ignorance, as the result of reading the scriptures. The father explains also the world cycle to you children.
और दैवी चलन भी चाहिए.
And the divine behavior is required as well.
एक तो किसको दुख नहीं देना.
One requirement is that you should not give sorrow to anyone.
सबसे बड़ी बात है दैवी चलन की, कोई को दुख नहीं देना है.
The most important thing in divine behavior is that you should not give sorrow to anyone.
ऐसे नहीं, कोई को दुख चाहिए तो नहीं देते हो, तो कोई दुख देना हुआ.
It is not so that if someone wants poison of lust and you don't give it to him, then it is like giving sorrow to him.
Yeah.
What?
उनको चाहिए दुख, और आपने इनकार कर दिया कि अगर दुख नहीं देना तो होगा.
Someone wants poison and you refused him saying that we mustn't give poison, then he will certainly be sorrowful.
तो ये बात नहीं है कि उसको दुख न देना, ये कोई दुख देना हुआ.
This is not the case that not giving him poison is to give him sorrow. You gave poison? All right, give happiness for a short time. But you have blindfolded that soul forever.
ये तो दुख देना हुआ.
So you mustn't understand it in this way that Baba explained to us, don't give sorrow to anyone, but doing this means giving sorrow. No.
सदा काल का सुख देना.
You have to give everlasting happiness.
अगर अल्प काल का सुख दे दिया तो सदा काल का सुख प्राप्त हो जाएगा.
If you gave happiness for a short time, the lasting happiness would be finished, that is, cut.
अपना भी तो पराया.
Your own happiness as well as the happiness of the other one.
दोनों की दुर्गति के निमित्त बन पड़ेंगे.
You will become an instrument for degradation of both of you.
तो दैवी चलन चाहिए.
So divine behavior is required.
ऐसे बाप नहीं कहते हैं कि कोई को दुख देना.
The father doesn't say you should give poison to someone. Even such foolish ones emerge who say,
you कहते हैं बाबा हमको समझाते हैं कि किसी को दुख नहीं देना है.
Baba tells us not to give sorrow to anyone.
कभी ये तो दुख मांगते हैं तो इनको हमें देना चाहिए ना.
Now they demand for poison, so we have to give them, haven't we?
नहीं देंगे तो दुखी होगा.
If we don't give it to them, they will become sorrowful.
So, अगर नहीं देते हैं तो ये भी तो किसी को दुख देना हुआ है.
So, if we don't give it, it is like giving sorrow to someone, isn't it?
ऐसे समझने वाले बुरे मत हैं.
Those who understand it this way are foolish.
Yeah.
What?
मूढ़ मति
फूलिश
बाप तो कहते हैं पवित्र जरूर बनना
In fact, the father says, you certainly have to become pure.
Mura means mood.
Foolish means stupid.
Pavitra zarur banna hai, aatmi chalan aur devi chalan. Ye bhi samajh jaiye.
You certainly have to become pure. Divine behavior and devilish behavior. This also has to be understood.
Aatmi chalan kya hai aur devi chalan kya hai? Ye bhi samajh jaiye.
What is devilish behavior and what is divine behavior like? This also has to be understood. What is devilish behavior like? Who is called a devil? Now, there are the vicious ones in the entire world. But not all of them can be called devils, that is asur. There are human beings, a student, they give sorrow.
Asur, Baba says, asur.
Baba says, asur, doesn't he?
Asur.
They are animals, they are devils.
Asur ka matlab hai, vidikari bachchon wale.
Devil means those who have adulterated vibrations.
So, asuri sanskar mein wo vidikari ke bagair
Those who have the devilish sanskar cannot remain without adulteration. They are devils. Just like an animal. Do animals have brothers, sister or parents? Do they? So, it is the same here. Although they call themselves Brahma Kumar Kumari.
Lekin vastav mein Brahma ki Kumar Kumari bhai behan andar se samajhte nahi.
In reality, from within, they don't consider themselves to be brothers and sisters, the sons and daughters of Brahma.
Agar samjhe to chalan bhi vaise hi chali jaye.
If they did, they would behave in this way too. But right now and again, they forget this through the intellect. So, divine behavior is required. The human beings don't know this either. They say that the soul is not stained. No stain sticks to the soul. It doesn't matter what work we do through the organs, but our intellect, we are surrendered through the intellect. Our intellect is certainly pure.
Baba kehte hain, karo intriyon se karm karo, lekin buddhi ko
Baba says, it is all right if you perform actions through the organs of action, but the intellect, keep the intellect pure. Let the mind and intellect remain clean. So, the soul became detached from stains. The soul means the mind and the intellect. A student is asking something. Yes, we have to belong to the father through the intellect, haven't we? We have to remember the father through the intellect. We have to become the children of the father. So the soul is not stained. A student is saying something. What does nirlep mean?
Atma nirlep hai, kuch bhi karo. Aise kehte.
A student is saying something. Yes, the soul is not stained. So do anything. They speak like this.
Kuch bhi khao, piyo, vikar mein jao, koi harja nahi.
Eat and drink whatever you want. Become vicious. There is no harm in it.
What to keh rahe the atma nirlep?
They say the soul is not stained.
ऐसे भी आसुरी बुद्धि हैं जो गुरु लोगों से सीखते हैं।
Nevertheless, there are such devilish intellects too who learn from gurus.
Maharshi aake kya sikhlate hain?
What do Maharshi and others teach?
Kitne ko pakad karke bahar se le aate hain videshon.
They catch so many people and bring them here from outside, that is the foreign countries.
Bahar mein bhi vegetarian to bahut rehte hain.
There are many vegetarians abroad too.
Zarur acha hai. अब तो वेजिटेरियन बनते हैं।
सर्टनली इट इज गुड टू बी अ वेजिटेरियन, दैट इज व्हाई दे बिकम वेजिटेरियंस।
सभी बातों में वैष्णव होते
हैं। दे आर वैष्णव, दैट इज फॉलो द वैष्णव इन एवरीथिंग।
चीजें अच्छी नहीं लगती।
दे डोंट लाइक डर्टी थिंग्स।
माइनॉरिटी ऐसे होते हैं।
माइनॉरिटी इज लाइक दैट।
तुम भी माइनॉरिटी हो।
यू टू आर द माइनॉरिटी।
इस समय तो तुम कितने थोड़े हो।
एट दिस टाइम यू आर सो फ्यू।
आस्ते आस्ते सभी को पाते रहेंगे।
यू विल कीप ऑन एक्सपेंडिंग ग्रेजुअली।
तो बच्चों को ये शिक्षा मिलती है कि अब दैवी गुण धारण करो।
सो नाउ द चिल्ड्रन रिसीव दिस एजुकेशन, नाउ पुट डिवाइन वर्च्यूज इनटू प्रैक्टिस।
ठीक ही वस्तु ऐसी कोई हाथ की बनाई हुई नहीं खानी।
You must not eat any dirty things prepared by the hands.
अपने हाथों की बनाई हुई कोई भी चीज़ वस्तु नहीं खानी है।
You mustn't eat anything dirty prepared by the impure hands.
बहुत कहते हैं बाबा पार्टियों में हमको जाना पड़ता है और हमको मैस में खाना पड़ता है।
Many say, Baba, we have to go to parties and we have to eat in canteens.
पार्टी बड़े बड़े ऑफिसरों की होती है, इनवाइट करते हैं।
द बिग ऑफिसर्स हैव देयर पार्टीज, दे इनवाइट अस।
तो उनमें मिठाई फ्रूट चाय आदि सभी खाना पड़ता है।
सो वी हैव टू ईट एवरीथिंग, स्वीट्स, फ्रूट्स, टी एटसेट्रा।
तो पार्टी करते हैं तो तुमको भी खाना पड़े।
सो इफ यू ऑर्गेनाइज पार्टीज इवन यू आर कंपेल्ड टू ईट।
बाहर वाले खाएं और खुद हम न खा लेंगे तो कहेंगे बाकी हमको क्यों खिलाते हो।
इफ दोस फ्रॉम आउटसाइड ईट एंड वी आर सेल्व्स डोंट ईट, दे विल से व्हाई डू यू गिव इट टू अस टू ईट।
ऐसे बहुत कहते कि हमको पार्टियों में जाना पड़ता है।
मेनी स्पीक लाइक दिस, वी हैव टू गो टू पार्टीज,
उनके साथ में बैठना पड़ता है।
वी हैव टू सिट विद देम। पेज 104।
आना जाना होता है।
वी हैव टू कम एंड गो विद देम।
बात समझाते रहते हैं, उनको राजी भी करना।
द फादर कीप्स ऑन एक्सप्लेनिंग, दे ऑल्सो हैव टू बी सेटिस्फाइड।
बड़ा आशीष है वो खा ले और तुम न खाओ, ये तो दो बातें।
देर इज सम हाई रैंक्ड ऑफिसर, ही वुड ईट एंड यू वुडंट, दिस वॉन्ट बी नाइस।
वो तो जरूर आफर करेंगे।
They will certainly treat you to something.
चाय आदि की तो कोई बात नहीं।
There is no question of tea etc.
क्या?
What?
चाय पी लो, आफर किया है।
Have a tea if it is served.
चाय पी लो, वो तो पानी है।
Have the tea, it is only water.
बाकी मिठाई आदि वो भी खाने लग पड़ो, ये नहीं कहा।
As for the rest, sweets and so on, it wasn't said start eating even that. Students are saying something.
अभी क्या डायरेक्शन दिया?
What direction was given now?
तुम्हारा बड़ा ऑफिसर है।
Your officer is high ranked.
वो खाएगा, तुम पार्टी में बैठोगे, वो नहीं खाएंगे तो उसको बुरा लगेगा।
Suppose he will eat and you will sit at the party and will not eat. He will find it bad. You can have some fruits etc. You can have a tea. You can have some milk. A student, can we have tea? Yes, tea and so on is not a problem. Students are laughing and saying something. Someone said permission was given for tea.
पार्टियों में ये नहीं कि आप घर में भी आकर के चाय की छूट दे दी.
At parties, it wasn't said that he gave you permission to come home and drink tea. There are fruits and so on. There is no harm in it.
अब पानी तो दुनिया में जहाँ कहीं जाएंगे पानी तो पीना ही पड़ेगा.
Someone said something. As for water, wherever we go in the world, we just have to drink water.
विदेशों में जाते हैं वहाँ तो भरा हुआ पानी मिलता है. ये कोई बात नहीं.
In the foreign countries, water is available in containers. It doesn't matter.
जो बाबा ने डायरेक्शन दिए उसमें कोई विशेष राज है.
There is some special secret in the direction Baba gave. It is because sweets are handmade. No one makes tea putting the hands into it. Sugar is anyway made in factories. So we certainly have to take sugar. So there is sugar, water in it, and what else? There is milk. Do you drink milk or not? So milk, tea, that is tea leaves, what is wrong in it? Do they catch it with the hands and prepare them? For this reason it was said, you can have fruits and so on.
Bread? Agar dahi lachari hai, safar mein hai, aur koi cheez nahi mil rahi.
A student said something. Bread? Yes, if there is no choice, you are in a journey and nothing else is available.
तो ऐसी ब्रेड जो मछलियों से बनाई जाती है, फेटेनिया है, मटर है, हाथ उसे छुई नहीं जाती. तो मजबूरी में ले सकती है.
Then you can have such bread which is made by machines. There is Britannia brand, there is modern brand, no one touches it with the hands. So you can have it if it is a compulsion.
हाँ, बाकी ये नहीं कि बस लेना ही शुरू करते हो.
Students, a compulsion? Yes, but it is not like that. You should start to have it every day.
अभी बताया ना, ऐसी कोई भी चीज़ वस्तु हाथ की बनाई हुई नहीं खानी चाहिए.
Now it was said, wasn't it? You mustn't eat any dirty things prepared by the hands. What? Something which is touched by the hands during preparation. Which is prepared by the impure hands of vicious ones. Those things, a student, what are dirty things?
किसी वस्तु मानो बिकारियों की बनी हुई और फिर मांसपोष मछली अंडा शराब ये भी चीजें.
A student, what are dirty things? Dirty things means that prepared by vicious people, and also meat, fish, eggs, alcohol are also dirty. Someone said something. Yes. No, something prepared by the impure hands also is dirty. The vibrations emanate from the hands and from the eyes. Those vibrations have an effect. So, there is no harm in fruits and so on. There is no harm in drinking tea.
कहाँ ठीक है क्या थोड़ा ही.
Someone said something. Where? What do you mean by all right? Not at home.
घर में या मधुबन में थोड़े
Not at home or in Madhuban.
ये थोड़े कहा कि घर में भी पियो मधुबन में भी पियो हर जगह पीते रहो चाय
It wasn't said, drink at home, drink in Madhuban, keep drinking tea in all places. For this it was said, you have to give up the things which the deities don't accept. So, we have to make the purusharth to give them up. It is not that Baba said, have tea, and so we have it everywhere. You will say, we won't drink tea from anyone's hands. They will say, you give us to drink, you yourselves don't drink. So, what will they say to you children?
हमको तो चाय पिला देते हो और तुम नहीं पीते हो
यू गिव अस टी टू ड्रिंक बट यू योर सेल्फ डोंट ड्रिंक
ये कहाँ की बात है
व्हेन इज इट अबाउट
बाबा तो दुनिया में भी रहा हुआ है ना बिल्कुल साहूकारी के साथ भी रहे तो बिल्कुल गरीबों के साथ भी रहे
Baba lived in the outside world as well, didn't he? He stayed together with very rich ones as well as with very poor ones.
Yeah.
What?
The Baba ki party ki vishesh pehchan.
This is the speciality of Baba's role.
Ki Baba bilkul saahukaron ke saath bhi raha hoga. So bilkul garibon ke saath bhi raha.
That Baba stayed with very rich ones as well as with very poor ones.
Baba, Baba, the explanation bhi bata diya.
It was said, Baba. The explanation, that is clarification of Baba, was also given.
Nirankar aur sahakari ke mel ko Baba kaha jata hai.
Baba is said for the combination of the incorporeal with the corporeal.
Ab ye nahi kaun sa Baba.
Now, it wasn't said which Baba.
Baba kaha to zarur koi bhi Baba.
It was said Baba. Then certainly, it is some Baba.
Baba to hota hi hai sahakari. Lekin bindu ke bagair nahi.
A corporeal one is himself Baba, but not without a point.
Supreme soul ke bagair hamara Baba nahi
hai. Our Baba is not without the supreme soul.
Prince. और किन चार्ज के भी कनेक्शन में बहुत आए हैं
ही केम अ लॉट इन कनेक्शन विद क्वींस एंड किंग्स
चलो भाई ये तो बात आपने ठीक पूछी
ओके ब्रदर यू राइटली आस्क द क्वेश्चन
ब्रह्मा बाबा के समय में तो फिर भी किंग क्वीन थे और अब तो कोई किंग क्वीन नहीं
स्टिल एट द टाइम ऑफ ब्रह्मा बाबा सम किंग्स एंड क्वींस एग्जिस्टेड एंड नाउ There are no kings and queens at all.
So, kaun se Baba ke liye bola?
So, for which Baba was it said?
Brahma. Is Baba ke liye ye baat nahi
lagti. For Brahma Baba, this is not suitable for this Baba.
Arey, yahan dehat ki baat hai, to dehat ke king ko queen bhi honge zarur.
Arey, there are unlimited aspects here, so certainly there must be unlimited kings and queens.
जो विश्व के मालिक या मालिकी बनने वाले ऊंचे ऊंचे किंग और क्वीन होंगे उनके साथ रहे जरूर होंगे
सर्टनली ही वुड हैव स्टेड विद द हाई किंग्स एंड क्वींस हु आर गोइंग टू बिकम मास्टर्स ऑफ द वर्ल्ड
क्या
व्हाट
ऐसे नहीं कि जो वर्तमान में एडवांस पार्टी का पार्ट होगा वो कोई बड़े बड़े किंग क्वींस के साथ नहीं रहा होगा
It is not that the role of the advanced party at the present time won't involve some great kings and queens. He lived also with Muslims. This too is an identification point.
Yeah?
What?
Muslimano ke saath bhi rahe.
He lived also with Muslims.
Kya kya khate the? मुसलमानों के साथ रह करके.
He used to eat various kinds of things while living with Muslims.
अभी तो कोई ऐसी चीज नहीं खाता.
Now he doesn't eat such things.
अगर बेहद के दोनों ही अर्थ हैं.
There are both limited and unlimited meanings.
अभी तो कोई ऐसी चीज नहीं खाते.
Now he doesn't eat such things.
मुसलमान क्या खाते?
What do Muslims eat?
मांस और
meat.
मांस और से वो तो दूर हो गया.
Meat is in the physical.
और सूक्ष्म में मांस को कौन सा? मांस कौन से कहा जाता है?
What is meat in the subtle sense? What is called meat?
अरे फर्मेंटरी होती है. मांस चलते है का भोग करना. ये भी मांस खाना है वो.
अरे एंजॉइंग द प्लेजर्स ऑफ दिस फ्लेशी बॉडी थ्रू द ऑर्गन्स, दिस इज ऑल्सो ईटिंग मीट.
तो मुसलमानों के साथ भी रहे, क्या क्या खाते थे?
सो ही लिव्ड ऑल्सो विथ मुस्लिम्स. ही यूज्ड टू ईट वेरियस थिंग्स.
अभी तो कोई ऐसी चीज नहीं खाते.
नाउ ही डजंट ईट एनीथिंग लाइक दिस.
इसके लिए अच्छी चीज बनाते हैं.
द वन फॉर होम समथिंग गुड इज मेड हैज टू ईट इट एज वेल.
इसके लिए अच्छी चीज बनाते हैं तो खाना भी पड़े.
द वन फॉर होम समथिंग गुड इज मेड हैज टू ईट इट एज वेल.
शुरू कर जाना और कहना हम नहीं खा रहे तो फिर उनको दुख होगा ना.
इफ यू गो टू द फादर्स इन लॉ हाउस एंड से वी वोंट ईट, देन दे विल बिकम अनहैप्पी, वोंट दे?
क्या कहा?
व्हाट वाज सेड? The maternal house is of Brahma. If something good is made for someone, they have to eat it as well. If you go to the father's-in-law house and say, we won't eat, they will become unhappy, won't they? If the father, mother-in-law would give something to eat, sweets, etc., even though they know that you are the real Vaishnav, they prepare and serve food in the pure way.
अच्छा और कुछ न खाओ, ये चीज तो खाओ और पानी पियो.
दे से विथ लव, ऑल राइट, ईट जस्ट दिस, डोंट ईट एनीथिंग एल्स और एल्स ड्रिंक वाटर.
कोई कोई तो पानी भी नहीं पीते हैं.
सम डोंट इवन ड्रिंक वाटर.
वो पक्के वैष्णव होते हैं, वो पानी भी नहीं पीते.
दोज हु आर रियल वैष्णव्स डोंट इवन ड्रिंक वाटर.
बाबा तो
बाबा ऑलवेज सेज